I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson just ahead of the start of the new season. Alan, when we spoke last season, you said how important it was to have a good pre-season. Do you think we've had one?
Very good. Excellent. Except for yesterday, I thought the lads have been brilliant. They've done everything awesome. And we're ready for next week. I mean, no mistake about that. We've got Ashford next week. And we'll not be any fitter and not be better prepared. And yes, I'm delighted with how we are.
A few of the players have said that it's been one of the hardest pre-seasons ever. Have you pushed them particularly hard, or has it just been done properly this year?
Yeah, it's one of the things what let us down last year, like little games against, obviously, Dulwich Hamlet, things like that. Dover, when we first took over, when they were physically stronger and fitter than we are. And one thing no team will be, will not run us off the park this year. And we're fitter all round. So yes, it was done on purpose, but I think the lads enjoyed it. And it has been hard, but we've done the right things. We've had games at the right times. And pre-season results mean nothing, absolutely nothing. I can say that now when it's all finished, but what matters is next week. And that's what I'm judged on. That's what the players are judged on.
Are you happy with the playing squad? Are we likely to see any additions before next week?
Maybe it's one, at the most two. I can't just go on yesterday's game, to be honest, because that was a one-off, I think, anyway. I think they're a very good side, FC Wimbledon, probably played against the champions, to be honest. I think we'll do well in our league, but pre-season, they've done absolutely fantastic, and just to judge it on one game, you know, we've done well against Ramsgate, we did, and all that, you know, we've done well against Millwall, so we're not too far off. Just one of judgments here and there, maybe try to nick one more player before the weekend, but we're not far off, you know.
Up front, we've got Bobby Traynor and James Rose, who both signed. What about Saïd Sanko? He's played in a few games. Is he likely to sign?
He's played in most games. It's up to him. I've left up to him. I've made him an offer, what I think is a fair offer. At this minute, he doesn't think he should, or he thinks he should have a bit more than that, to be honest. But it's my opinion. And if he signs this week, he'll have a chance of being in the team for Saturday. If he doesn't sign, he's got no chance. So it's up to him this week.
If he doesn't sign, we've still got Bobby Traynor, who was our top scorer last year. James Rose was top scorer the year before that. Is there going to be a better pairing in the league this year, do you think?
I do think it will. And we've got young Dan Summers to come into that as well. Same Hookman plays centre forward. And it's one of the little targets I've got as a centre forward as well. So it's not lost. Like I say, with all players, I care about the players and I enjoy working with them. But if you give it to me that they want to go somewhere else, so we can go, simple as that. I'll not lose any sleep over that whatsoever. Except if it was Bobby, of course.
There's a real feel of optimism around the club at the moment, particularly amongst the fans. Is that welcome or does that add a bit of pressure?
No, pressure comes on within. One of the things when I first got the job, I knew it would take a few months and I want a few good factor about. And that's one of the things you've got to turn into a club like Kingstonian, who hasn't had much success over the last 8 or 9 years. And I think we're starting to get there. I think players are starting to respect supporters as well as the other way around. We've got a great bunch of supporters at Kears and a great committee and a great two. Mark's backed me and everything I've done, to be honest, starting from the first team down to my soccer camp. So we've got to work together and it means from top to bottom, and that's what we'll do.
You mentioned a couple of additions there. What about potentially players that we might not see next season? I think Tommy Morehouse, particularly this week, was described as a liability the team could ill afford. What was your verdict, particularly after the tackle on Monday?
I mean, I thought he'd done all right Saturday. If you're asking if I want him in my team, yes, I do. But he's in a corner now where he can't make any more mistakes. That's why I wanted to put him, to be honest. He's in this little bowl where the rest of his career, he's been a good player, but he's in a bowl now where he can't make any more mistakes. So it's up to him, my lad. I think he's been excellent pre-season, to be honest, and I'll take the blame for playing him. He deserves to play because his ability, but his temperament, that's up to him. And he's in this thing now where supporters never score, we never score, management and players, and it's up to Tom. So if Tom will succeed in this club, it's not up to me, because if he's fit and he's well, he'll be in the side. It's up to him.
Who do you see as strong contenders for the title?
I don't know. I think it's a lot of falseness. Like, you know, like obviously people mention Dover, and I think Ashford's even got a mention in things like that. That's fair. I think we'll soon find out by Christmas who's up there. I don't think anybody would have thought last year Fleet would be up there and things like that, and or even Hastings after the start we had. They lost 6 out of the first 8 games. So there'll be a few, and I think we were like threw our hat in the ring as well, to be honest.
Molesey were reinstated in the league at the expense of Dartford. That makes sense geographically, but did that also give you a bit of a boost?
It did, because it's about a mile away from my house, so it's right handy, you know. So it's Molesey, to be fair, we've got some great volunteers down there who do a lot of work and stuff, and I think Dartford's all got, you know, got a brand new stadium, and it's nice to see that the league's got a bit of sense, and it made the right decision. Yes, Dartford would have been a big strong side, and I think we'll win their league, to be honest, and I think we would have had a good win in this league, we would have done. But I'm happy, to be honest. Yeah.
Ashford are one of the bookies' favourites. You implied that you may not quite agree, but it's a good thing to face someone like that in the first game of the season.
But you've got to play them sometimes, so bring them from the start. I don't know anything about them, I don't know how they play, I don't know what shape they play, so we'll go down there. And yes, I've heard the bookmakers favourites or second or third favourites, and we'll have a go at them. But like I say, I don't know much about them, and we've got to give them a problem on Saturday.
Has the chairman given you any specific goals for this coming season or anything like that?
No, but they're good. They've never mentioned anything. I think they mentioned something last year, and I think they regret doing that. So they're just very supportive, and like I say, I kind of praise them enough, and everything I do, they're supportive, and it's one of the reasons there's a good few factor because they back us in most things I do. And I'm delighted about that. And yes, I would like to do well for them. And yes, of course, you know, we'll not see anything, but of course, they'll be looking at the top of the table rather than the mid table or bottom of the table. But they never actually come out with it. They just let us get on with it. And, you know, as long as I'm working 24/7 to improve, I think they're quite happy with that, you know.
And realistically, what are your expectations for the season ahead?
We'll go in every game and try to win it. I've never had. If you're asking us, do I think we can win the league? Yes, I do. Do we think we can get in the playoffs? Yes, I do. This club shouldn't be out the top 10, to be honest, never, and we should be challenging all the time. So that's what I know what the score is. If you manage a club like Kingstonian, I've took a team out of this league before, so I think I know a little bit about it, and we'll be prepared for next week. So yes, my only thing is work towards the Ashford game, and once that's out of the way, we'll go to Corinthian Casuals. It's the only way to do things in this league.